You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I know it's Friday! Everybody seems to be so happy on a Friday. We talked about that. You know, the day of the week where people seem to be the most happy versus the day of the week where people seem to be the most upset. It's usually not Monday. People are usually the most sad on Wednesday. I guess everybody calls it hump day. And it's not because of what you think. I guess because it's, you know, the middle of the hump of the week. You know, because I was wondering, I go, well, if it's hump day, you'd think more people would be smiling. But no, it's Wednesday is usually one of the more sad and depressing days of the week, just like Tuesday, you know, because it's going to be a while till the weekend. But for many of you, Friday or Saturday are your happiest days. I'm happy every day. I'm happy on Sunday. I'm happy on Monday. I'm really energized on Mondays. Mondays, it's because I'm going to take this week by storm. I'm going to, maybe not. I'm kind of a geek like that. I always liked Mondays. Mondays are always big days for me. But happy Friday for everybody. We got a very busy show. One of you had asked about activated charcoal. So we're going to talk about that. I know we're all trembling with excitement, huh? It's a good topic. So we'll talk about activated charcoal. Why not? We're going to talk about people fondling each other's breasts on planes. All right, and how somebody is getting actually arrested because he fondled the breasts of a sleeping woman next to him. I mean, you know, sitting in these economy seats, you are all right on top of each other. We all are. I mean, we're just all on top of each other. And, I mean, you know, with breasts like mine, it's hard to not, you know, bang into somebody next to me. So it's just natural to think that I could, you know, possibly, stimulate somebody next to me accidentally. But, you know, to think that you can't be safe on a plane because you're asleep and the flight attendants are, you know, busy doing whatever they're doing, you know, yelling at you to sit down, you know, because the fasten seatbelt sign is on. You know, the planes could be a very dangerous place for sexual assault. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how raw fruit may not be linked to lower blood pressure. So my guess is the study wants us to cook our fruit. I'm not too sure about that one. I'll read it as we go. And then we got to talk about the Jesus hamster. You guys heard about this one? Oh, the Jesus hamster. This was really cool. And there was also something really important that I wanted to talk about and I forgot. Okay, 1-877. Hey, it's Friday, okay? I'm just all excited about the weekend. Here's my thing. I mean, my weekends are busier than my week, so I'm when I get excited about the weekend, it's because of all the stuff I could get done. You know, all my reports, right? Any billing issues, catch up on, the labs and reviewing the labs. I'm all excited about that. I love looking at patients' labs. There is nothing more exciting than monitoring somebody's MCV or MCHC. Honestly, I love my life. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure a lot of you guys heard this story. Apparently, over Easter weekend, there was a 2-year-old hamster named Tink who was found lifeless in her owner's cage. I guess Lisa Kilborn Smith and James Davis, 23-24, were watching her for a friend. So they thought Tink was dead. So they wrapped up the hamster in a paper towel, buried her 1 foot below the surface in a flower bed. I guess when you're human, you get to be buried 6 feet below. If you're a hamster, only 1. Maybe it's because hamsters are a sixth the size. I'm not sure about that. I thought hamsters were a lot smaller than that. Anyway, on the next day, on Good Friday, Tink had eaten her way out of the paper towel and dug out of the soil. She then climbed the pipe and landed in a recycling box where she survived one of the coldest Easters on record in the area. This was in England. She nestled her way into an empty cat food box. The next day, Tink was discovered and a little face popped out of one of the boxes and they've now nicknamed her Jesus. According to veterinarians, it was likely that Tink was hibernating, which is a common practice for hamsters. Many hamster owners often mistake their hibernating pet as deceased, only to find them reanimate a short time later. I'd rather get rid of the science behind it. I like the idea of Jesus hamster. I think that is pretty remarkable. But, you know, keep in mind, if, you know, some of you have relatives that, you know, are lying there on the sofa, I can't tell you how many times we hear of cases where somebody was on the sofa that family members presumed were, you know, was asleep. So they left them there for hours, and it turns out they were actually dead. Okay? Always check your quote-unquote sleeping relative. Okay? You know, I know that's a little bit off the mark talking about, you know, hamsters, you know, coming, you know, from burial sites. But, you know, people will say, well, I thought they were just asleep. You know? And, you know, because, you know, before rigor mortis sets in, they're just lying there. So not a bad idea to kind of poke them with a broom or something just to make sure that, you know, your relative is alive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, yeah, I'm also going to want to, I wanted to talk to you guys about that Lotus. Remember we were talking about these women who keep their baby still attached to the umbilical cord? Right, until it like falls off 10 days or 2 weeks later. I also want to fit that in today. Okay, that was the other story. You see, you all thought I had a brain fart. I did have a brain fart. All right, let's go to some of your emails though. I like this one email, Dr. Dahlia. I'm on my way to Vegas this weekend. Any hints on how to win big? Ooh, see, okay, I know this isn't medicinal, but I love talking about gambling and Vegas and how to win money. I'm sure most of you guys have been to Vegas, or some of you guys go to the casinos in Iowa, right? Aren't there like these riverboats? I don't know. I was at Omaha, and my brother's like, let's go to the casino. And I don't like to gamble. All right? I mean, I know about it. I've been living in Vegas off and on since the 80s, early 80s. And I'm like, where do you gamble in Nebraska or Omaha? I guess across the border, there's river boats, et cetera, right? And then you guys get to gamble. So, you know, I'm sure many of you at one point or another played video poker, played real poker, blackjack, roulette. I got some tips for you. Why don't we hit that? Do you guys mind? We'll do that, okay? How to win some money when you come to Vegas. And I'd love to hear your guys' tips, too. A lot of these tips, you know, mind you, the kind of old wives' tales. But we need to hit that head on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. How not to lose your butt. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed, and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, we got a busy show. Okay, thank you. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Charles had written he is on his way to Vegas, as I think many of you guys are on somewhere to play. And how do you win big when you come to Vegas? Well, if I had ever won big, and mind you, I've been living here off and on since 1981. If I had ever won big, you think I'd be, you know, holding two jobs, full-time radio, full-time medical office? No, I'd be somewhere in the Keys or in Hawaii. So, you know, get it out of your mind that you're not going to win big. But, okay, keep in mind, a lot of people win. A lot of people come out here, they come to see, you know, doesn't it blow your mind? You live, you know, in a place like Vegas for years, and then one of your relatives that you really don't like too much, you know, ends up winning a couple grand, right, the first few minutes of getting here, and then they rub it in your face, and then you have to still pay for dinner. I hate that. So, you know, when you live in Vegas, you really don't get along with the family too well. So, for those of you who, like to gamble or who are thinking about coming to Vegas, alright, you gotta be careful not to lose your shirts, alright? But, mind you, okay, and I have to, I know some of you aren't gonna trust me. Because you say, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you live in Vegas. Okay, you want people to come. you aren't going to want to tell anybody any real scoop, because then if people don't come to Vegas, you lose the economy, then you lose your job. So you are, you know, let me as a disclaimer tell you, yes, I live in Vegas and I benefit from you all coming here, okay? But I know many of you hit the buffets. And you spend a lot of money at the buffets. So I'm not worried if you save some money at the casino, because I'm sure the buffet industry will keep us all nice and cozy in our homes over here. Okay, so now, when you do gamble, you got a lot of options, right? You got the craps, you got the keno, you got the baccarat, you got the roulette, blackjack, video poker, slot machines, and then, you know, regular poker. To me, I think the best odds, you know, and we've talked about this, would be your craps or your poker, okay? Because with the craps, you know, you're not, now, mind you, any of these games, the house always wins. Some of you go, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, if you're playing poker and you're not playing against the dealer, how does the house win? Well, the house gets a certain percentage of whatever the pot is, so, or whatever you make. So, I mean, they're going to make money off you no matter what. Same thing with craps. Why crap seems to be better odds, and the reason why I know this is I'm not a gambler, but my father was, okay, and my mother liked to gamble. So I saw them scratching their heads and reading these books and trying to come up with all these ways to, you know, fight the system and beat the system. And I remember looking at them as, what are you talking about? Because then when they'd lose, oh, I would have to move, right? And, you know, they'd lose and then would, you know, move back to Phoenix. So we moved back and forth from Phoenix to Vegas all the time, depending on if my parents had a winning streak or a losing streak. So I'm pretty well versed in that. And my dad really dug the craps. Okay? And of course, there's some tricks. You know, you don't play the field with craps. Me, as a girl, girls like the field. Okay? Now, remember, women are bad luck in gambling. When a woman comes to the craps table, everybody starts to boo. My father used to always say, you know, you can't be here. You're bad luck. And, you know, I would play the field. You know, I was girly. I was like, oh, I'm going to put some money on the, I think the field is your 5, your 11, you know. And then I'd win some money, and I'd be like, ha, 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 good luck for me. And then my father would yell at me, and I'd have to get out of there. And then the men would go back to doing, you know, the men thing. And he's like, little girl, go play roulette, you know. And so I was, that's how I learned to gamble. But, you know, when you listen to Kenny Rogers, right, you got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em. I mean, Kenny Rogers really had some good advice, right? He, right, know when to walk away, know when to run. Pretty biblical, isn't it? Right? You got to know when to walk away. You got to know when to run. Many of you are going to win some dough. You win and you think, all right, I'm on a winning streak. There's no such thing as winning streaks except for losing. Okay, you need to know when you made your hit and leave. So before you go into the casino, even though you have a lot of, you know, Lotus-type sirens luring you to still play, you need to, you know, tell yourself, okay, I'm only going to lose $100. After $100, I'm going to quit. Or yeah, if I win $100, that's, you know, I'm going to quit there. You have to come up with some random amount, and you need to stick to it. Okay? Now, you know, a lot of you guys, you come to Vegas to play poker because many of you, you know, you're pretty adept in poker. The whole video poker thing kind of turns, I think, a lot of us off. Video poker, right? You know, video poker because you're playing against a machine, right? I don't trust machines, even though many of you have asked me about these machines and these poker machines. Are they set, you know, to screw you? No, they're not. I mean, they use these RNGs are called random number generators, where they're always shuffling a deck of 52 cards. So even if you're in a hand and you're playing, I mean, it's not going to repeat an ace of spades twice. But you know, it's supposedly between each hand reshuffling a deck. So you can't really count cards on it, you know, but there are some tricks, by the way, to these video pokers. You know, if you have two kings, and then there's a queen of one of the same suits, and then like a 10 and an 8, okay, a lot of us have learned to get that royal flush, right? You know, 10 jack, queen, or 10 jack, queen, king, ace. Forgo the two kings, where, you know, a pair is even money, and take the king and the queen of the same suit. And some of you guys that have, you know, gotten the royal flush, you kind of have to give something up to gain. And it's one of those counterintuitive things that the Fokker machine isn't counting on. And that, you know, I always ask, how did you win your royal flush? And they go, well, I threw away a pair, or I threw away a two pair to go for a king and a queen of the same suit. You know, so maybe that's a trick. But I think they're all baloney. All right, let's go back to Kenny Rogers' Bible. You in and out your money, sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count them, child, when the dealing's done. Okay, time enough to count them. Never count your money at the table because there's always crooks, and some of them will, you know, follow you out to your car. Time enough to count. Yeah, there's a child. He goes, time enough to count them, child. He doesn't a child? You know, speaking of that, let me give you guys some singing tips. Not that I know how to sing. Okay, if you ever don't know a word, right, or you don't know how to transition between, you know, lines in the song, you can always throw something in like that. You notice how a lot of singers, they'll be like, time enough to count them, baby. Don't throw a baby in there. All right, so let's say, you know, you're more gospel, they'll throw Lord, right? Time enough to count them, Lord, right? Throw some Lord in there. If you're Elvis, I mean, if you want to sing Elvis style, you could maybe do it like, there'll be here. How do you do some Elvis? But baby. Right? No. How about, how would Beach Boys do it? You better run, know when to run. Okay, that would be a Beach Boys. What about hip-hop? How would you make that song hip-hop? I got my mind on your money and your money on my mind. Okay, so anyway, those are tips to sing. You just kind of throw little things in there depending on you know, if you're kind of bluegrassy or hip-hop-ish. But anyway, okay, back to the gambling. Knowing when to run, like I said, what Kenny Rogers sings is biblical. All right, it's extremely important because when, let's say, one of my relatives comes in and wins $2,000, I ask him, I go, how did you know to stop? You could have easily gotten that sucked right back up. And it's usually the wife. The wife smacks them upside the head and says, okay, we're leaving now. We have 2,000. Let's go. And it's hard. I see people just being pulled in chains from these tables. It's so addictive, you know, to win money like that easily. But remember, for casinos to stay in business, yeah, they need losses, but they also need winners. If everybody lost at a casino, nobody would come. Okay, there's a draw for a reason. It's because everybody's had some friend or family member that's won big. Now, a lot of you guys have lottery experience. So those of you that play the lottery or the lotto or the megabucks, you know, is it called megabucks? We don't have lottery in our state because we got all this other gambling. But, you know, you guys already have, you know, some ideas of whether letting the computer pick your fame, pick your numbers, or whether you pick your own numbers. And the same type of thinking process happens here in Vegas, like with Keno. Keno, sometimes you'll go to a restaurant in a Vegas casino and you see those boards on the wall, and it's kind of like bingo. Now, mind you, I have never won a game of bingo. I think I've only won one raffle in my life. So Keno, for me, are the worst odds. And again, I don't gamble because after seeing my parents and, you know, my not being very lucky, it's not worth it. But Keno, I would say, is probably some of your worst odds. But you seem to do better in Keno when you play the way tickets. I mean, if that could be a little tip for you guys. Roulette. You got to be careful with the whole red-black thing. Some of you think, all right, there were three reds, so black, it's time to hit. And maybe the odds are in your favor. But whenever you're playing the red and the black, we've always learned, no, that's not where you win money. You win money doing the straight up on the numbers. But then your odds sink. Because what, there's 36 numbers plus the two zeros. So just, you know, be careful when you read these books. Because these are people selling books on how to win, and it's really in the casino's favor, but sometimes you get lucky.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love your guys' comments. Thank you. No, I don't know an AC/DC version of any gambling song. I apologize. So you won't hear me sing AC/DC. But thank you guys for tuning in. All right, we had a caller calling us about her husband's lymphoma yesterday, and some of you were pretty concerned, and you had some recommendations for lymphoma treatment. I want to play the call and then give you guys my answer and take on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like we got another laryngitis patient. Is laryngitis going around? All right. Well, some of you have called.
I'd like to weigh in on this particular caller who's talking about her husband who has infested with lymphoma glands and cancerous lymphoma glands, lymphoma. All right. But here's the thing. You know, there might be a remedy, and it's called activated charcoal. It might clean out the person's whole system from this disease that they're suffering from.
Okay, so activated charcoal, the reason why I like this call is because many of you have been asking me about activated charcoal. Activated charcoal we use a lot in the ER setting. Why? Because you'll have people that'll overdose on Tylenol, whether they realize they overdosed on it or they tried to kill themselves with Tylenol because that's all they had. And the reason why activated charcoal is used is because it's absorptive. All right, activated charcoal you could actually use for alcohol intoxication. When we were in medical school, some of us had thought, you know, if we drank too much, maybe we could just take in some activated charcoal, decrease the absorption. The problem is by the time you realize how to do that, most of the alcohol was already absorbed in your bloodstream. But you usually have a good couple hours of whatever you got into your system. That sits there in the stomach. So then when we take, you know, put in the activated charcoal, what it does is, charcoal is a carbon. It's called activated carbon. It's been treated with oxygen. It's very porous, but it has huge surface area because of the pores. Surface area is all the surface of it, even going into the pores. So with the large surface area, you could use a smaller amount, and it could absorb contaminants, impurities, toxins, etc. So activated charcoal, we really use more as an absorptive. When it comes to cancer, we've had a lot of anecdotal stories of people saying, look, I took activated charcoal and it helped fight my cancer. I love hearing stories like that. I think that's phenomenal. Again, I'm still waiting for medical science to follow. For a lot of us in the medical field, though, it wouldn't make sense how activated charcoal could help cancer. Because, again, if its job is to absorb and filter impurities, how does it stop a cell from going rogue? You know, I mean, it would have to, in order for activated charcoal to fight cancer, okay, it would either have to induce your immune system to fight a cancer, or it would have to be able to filter out cancerous cells and some of these cancerous cells that are tethered to their blood source. And this is why I think we have failed to show that activated charcoal can be used as a remedy for cancer. Even though I understand what that caller is saying, you've heard of, you know, cases where people said they use it for their breast cancer, they use it for their melanoma. It's just, you know, we in medicine, I could lose my license if you have melanoma and I recommend activated charcoal instead of chemotherapy. Plus, we don't know if the activated charcoal could try and filter out the chemo. And until they could do a set, the problem with a lot of these studies, number one, is you don't have a pharmaceutical company behind it who'll make money on the deal. I mean, there's charcoal compounds all over the place. Somebody puts in the money to study activated charcoal. How do they know you're going to buy their product or you're just going to buy another product over the counter? So one is we need a company who's going to benefit from doing the study. But number two, you also need test subjects who are willing to who have a cancer and are, you know, willing to have you experiment on them. You know, I have a patient right now. He's a diabetic, not a very severe diabetic, but he's a diabetic, and his endocrinologist wants to try a new medicine on him. Now, mind you, it's diabetes and not cancer, but he still is very fearful of his diabetes and what it could do, and he comes to me and he says, I don't want the endocrinologist to experiment on me. I don't want him to put me in this study. He wants me to talk to you so you calm my fears about the study, but I don't want to do it. And I told him, if you don't want to do it, we're not going to make you do it. I mean, yes, we're grateful to all of you who do, enter these studies, because that's how we get a lot of our research. You know, many of you that are in these studies, that's how we're able to, you know, figure and determine if something works and something doesn't. But there's no way I'm going to make my patient do a study if he doesn't want to. I don't really get involved in these studies. I know you can make a lot of money. I just don't. You know, I'll let the specialists do whatever, because they I think my job is to be a patient's advocate. You know, I don't think my job right now is to help research and development. Okay, I let other doctors do that. I don't think we have enough patient advocates. and we have enough people, you know, holding patients' hands, et cetera. And I just kind of get a lot of that. And I don't want to, for me, with my practice, even though I think it's extremely important and we do need people in studies, et cetera, I just don't go there because I think for me, it would kind of interfere with what I do with my patients. You know, I mean, I don't want to be involved in a study that I could benefit from asking my patients to do that. I don't want my patients thinking I'm directly benefiting from that. I want my patients to think that I am, you know, putting their best interests at stake first, kind of thing. You know, not to say that if a doctor enrolls you in a study, he's not. The doctor still cares about you, et cetera. But for me in my practice, I don't have supplement. I don't sell supplements. I don't benefit from, you know, your mammograms or your treadmills. I have such a hell of a time convincing people to do things preventatively for their colon, oscopy screenings, et cetera, that for me, it's just, I'm going to see you as a doctor. And that's it. I'm not going to get involved with a lot of the extra stuff. We have great doctors working in R&D, and I feel like they don't need me. I feel radio needs me. Radio needs me big time, and that's why I'm here. So, great question with the activated charcoal. Like I said, we use it more for removing toxins in the body, and for those people that overdose on Tylenol is where I've had some personal experience using activated charcoal on patients, but I just don't think we have enough when it comes to cancers. And that's what's, you know, that's what's frustrating, because we really need to move quickly on finding some of these, because I think all of us have been losing family members, you know, and we watch people die as we're hoping medical science comes up with something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of us have been watching this story where I guess a new trend is called lotus birth or umbilical non-severance. I guess mothers will keep the umbilicus attached, okay, until it falls from the baby or her. Now, remember, your umbilical cord, all right, that attached to your mommy when you were in utero, okay, everybody imagine your mom, imagine her pelvis, and imagine you being within the uterus of your mom, all right? Okay, good. How did she feed you? Okay, well, everything went through the placenta. Okay, you had blood flow going into the placenta, right, to umbilical arteries, and then you had an umbilical vein. All right, really, when you take a look at the umbilical cord, it's kind of cute. It's like the two eyes and then the big mouth. The vein is big, but you have two arteries. You know, we always like to double and hedge our bets, you know, when it comes to the human body. All right, and so that's what you survive on, all right, you know, because obviously, you know, you can't eat. And you swallow your amniotic fluid. And your amniotic fluid is made of your urine and your excrement, et cetera. And so, you know, even though you don't really poop usually as an infant until, later at delivery. So basically you're swallowing your urine, but you're getting the food from the placenta. We're supposed to remove it so there's no bacteria that gets in. I don't even think I want to go further with this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com, spelled Silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Here. Thanks for joining in. All right, so Trucker Joe apparently out of cell, so he can't call dropped, but I guess he was asking about his testicle. He said, "Is what does it mean when your testicle hurts?" Honestly, people, I was trying to get through one show, just one show where we don't talk about the groin, just one show. But, you know, I love my truckers. And you guys aren't even allowed to be on a cell phone, are you? Are you allowed to be on a cell phone when It's okay. No, you know what? It's okay. I love talking about the groin. I just do. It just, you know, we were going to make history today, getting through one show without talking about somebody's pelvis. Oh, no, you know what? We did, because we talked about your mom's pelvis. Just, then you know what? Then it's open game. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess this is a show where we could talk about it. Okay, good. But one of these days, guys, let's really just try once. Because I got to be careful. A lot of people, you know, they'll turn on the show. You know, they'll listen to the show, let's say Monday. Like, oh, Dolly, you're talking about the penis. Okay, you know. Then they'll flip on the show Tuesday, but maybe the third hour. Like, we were talking about the prostate. Okay, then, you know, you must be a urologist. I'm like, no, I just, you know, many of you guys have questions about that. Okay, so if your testicle hurts, what does it mean? I don't have a testicle, so I really don't know. Okay, next question. you know, if you have testicular pain, the first thing I think of is trauma. Okay, you know, did somebody knee you, kick you? Were you wrestling with your kids? You know, were you, I can't tell you how many times I would wrestle with, you know, dad or uncle or whatever, and all of a sudden the wrestling stopped immediately and they left the room. So my guess is there was some sort of trauma to the scrotum. So first thing I think of is some sort of trauma. Second I think of is infection. Okay, now what could get infected down there? Well, you do have the epididymis, right? We've talked about the epididymis. Right? Some of us thinking about naming our next pet epididymis. Epididymis carries the sperm, you know, the epididymis is involved in that whole spermatic cord, right? From the testicle with your vas deferens. And the epididymis is kind of that, if you feel, I mean, both hands on the wheel, people, but, you know, when you're done driving, if you feel the kind of, you know, wormy bag of worms, that's the epididymis. Okay? And the epididymis that carries sperm, it can sometimes get inflamed. And when you get something inflamed in medicine, we call it epididymitis, right? We add an itis to it, like tonsillitis, vaginitis, itis or inflammation of the tonsil or vagina, etc. So epididymitis, a lot of times what we do is we tell you to use some anti-inflammatories, and a lot of times we'll give you some antibiotics. Okay, sometimes your testicles get hurt because you have prostatitis, and prostate pain refers down there. All right, prostatitis is a lot more painful, from what I understand, and it kind of gets your whole saddle area, so that could be going on. Then we always think of hernia. Now, hernia is where you have weakness in the abdominal wall, and the bowel pushes down there and pushes through. And so when you have that weakness, some of the nerves get kind of inflamed, and so, you know, there could be hernia. Okay? Now, some of you freak out that it's cancer. Very rarely does cancer in the, you know, testicular cancer hurt. When we find testicular cancer, it's usually somebody saying, Doc, you know, there's this lump here. And, I mean, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't bother me, but I'm noticing this lump. You know, just like with breast cancer. Usually initial stages with breast cancer, it doesn't really hurt. You don't feel anything. You just feel a lump. So when somebody has pain, I usually kind of calm their fears down, even though we will ultrasound the testicle. Who's giggling? Look, it's a body part. You know, it's a body part. Just because you wear clothes, you know, we're not Adam and Eve anymore, you know, doesn't mean it's not a body part that needs to be examined. So that would be my guess for a painful testicle, okay? All right, can we move on now? Is that enough of the groin? Oh, testicular torsion. I don't want to talk about testicular torsion. Testicular torsion I had in the ER. I don't have any testicles, you know, despite rumors, you know, dispelling the myth. No, I don't have any testicles. But we had somebody come up with testicular torsion, and basically you have to twist it back into position. Some of your testicles twist, which is why I'm kind of a fan of boxer briefs rather than you guys just wearing boxers and letting it hang, you know, because sometimes that could kind of put you at risk for twisting. Okay? Yeah. Can we move on? Good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, okay, apple-shaped body. An apple-shaped body as opposed to a pear-shaped body has now been linked to kidney disease. A new study in the Netherlands said apple-shaped people not only have poor kidney function than their pear-shaped counterparts, but they also have lower blood flow and higher blood pressure in the kidneys. Apple-shaped, I guess, where they have a smaller button legs but a bigger torso, including stomach. And we have found that if you have excess fat in the midsection, it could be associated with poor kidney function. Now, we've seen this in the medical field because many of you with excess abdominal fat, big tummies, will have excess intra-abdominal fat, inter-abdominal fat, where the fat is lining the liver and the pancreas and the stomach and the bowel, and that could put you more at risk for diabetes. And diabetics notoriously have weaker kidneys. So for those of you that are kind of running around with Santa Claus tummies, make sure you're getting your kidneys checked. I'm noticing a lot of the specialists I work with are very prone to running 24-hour urine creatinines and protein. Now, 24-hour urine proteins and creatinine clearances allow us to have an idea of how your kidneys are functioning. It's where you collect your urine over a day, 24 hours. You know, you pee on the toilet when you first wake up, and then the remaining urine that you collect over the next 24 hours, you collect in the container. You got to keep it in the refrigerator, make sure nobody drinks it, you know, thinking it's apple juice. But usually the container should, you know, say biohazard on it, or this is urine, don't drink. And I notice a lot more specialists will run that because they, you know, we're starting to identify our pre-diabetics. And our pre-diabetics could have normal sugar, but they start having some high cholesterol, start having some high triglycerides, and many doctors now, including myself, are finding early kidney disease prior to your getting the diabetic diagnosis. So I would urge you to tell your doctor to check your kidneys. Now, let's say your urine looks good. There's no protein in the urine. And let's say your BUN and creatinine, which are components that your kidneys have to filter in your blood urea nitrogen and your creatinine, if those are fine and there's no protein in the urine, you may not have to go and do that next step. But if you have any risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, a lot of doctors will just go straight to that step, especially before Obamacare kicks in. So, you know, talk to your doctors about a little bit, you know, deeper check of your kidneys, because when it does come to kidney health, prevention is key. Keeping your cholesterol down, because cholesterol hurts the kidneys, keeping diabetes in check or diabetes out of the equation, keeping anti-inflammatories and medications out of the equation that could hurt your kidneys, and keeping your blood pressure as normal as it can. Make some sense? Oh, I love talking about the kidneys. We need to talk about the kidneys more. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of us women will be happy to hear that moderate drinking may actually help you survive breast cancer. Okay, even though studies have shown that alcohol could increase estrogen production, which could increase your breast cancer risk, a study published this week in the Journal of Clinical Oncology showed that consuming alcohol didn't really affect you in terms of dying, but it could actually boost survival in those who actually have breast cancer. I can't wait for break. Well, God forbid, I don't have breast cancer, but you know, I mean, always you know, it's always nice to have a margarita when you can. We're going to be coming up on break. I see you guys calling. We're going to get to the story. Please stay on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, and we're going to talk about how alcohol could help you with cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.